Hi everyone, and welcome to our midweek podcast. It's the 23rd of June. This week I am attending a conference, a ministry conference that I would normally go to, this year online of course. And yesterday I heard an opening talk by Rico Tice. He'd be familiar to a number of us. He's the presenter of the Christianity Explored course, and some of the things he said there really encouraged me, so I thought I'd pass them on to you. You might like to turn to Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. I'll pray. Father, we pray that as we look at your word now, we would not only understand, but we would meet with you. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke 19, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This episode is familiar to most of us, I'm sure. If you grew up at church or from a Christian family, everyone knows Zacchaeus, the little man who climbed a tree to see Jesus. But of course, it is not just for children. This is God's word to us, to all of us. So two brief encouragements for us as we think about those around us who don't know the Lord and show no interest in Christian things. Maybe we're very conscious of people like that, who we just could almost never imagine that they could ever become a Christian. Two things. First, notice that Zacchaeus is rich but lost. Zacchaeus is rich but lost. We all know that tax collectors were unpopular, they were despised. They worked for the enemy, they were fleecing their own people and lining their own pockets. It did, however, make them very rich. Zacchaeus was a very successful businessman. He'd have enjoyed a very lavish lifestyle. Wealth can, of course, make life very comfortable. If he was anything like Levi, another tax collector who turned to Jesus, he would have enjoyed feasting with his friends, the rich don't struggle for company. And yet Jesus gives the verdict in verse 10. He was lost. And it's just a reminder that whatever people may present externally, and no matter how successful or comfortable or wealthy they may be, if they don't know Jesus, they are lost. It's good to remember that if we feel that, well, feel of anybody, well, they just don't seem to have any need for Jesus. And of course, in our world, if people have money, it's easy to think that they don't really need anything. And perhaps we know those who we could just never imagine them having any spiritual interest at all. They're just very comfortable in life. They're just completely occupied with their own plans, their own goals. That we may know some, like Zacchaeus, who are ruthless or shameless in how they treat others, exploit others even for their own advantage. People who are scathing of the Christian message, have no time for the gospel. But I guess, and this is the real challenge, we also know that those who are good, decent, kind, hard-working, thoughtful people, who nevertheless have no interest in Jesus. And if we're not careful, we wonder whether they really do need him. They seem to get on perfectly well without him. And we need to hear the words of Jesus. Without him, they are lost. You might just think of all that that word entails. If someone's lost, they don't know where they are, and they don't know where they're going, and they may be in danger. Well, the Bible says that those who live without reference to God, those who've not yet turned to the Lord, well, they don't know where they're going. They're missing the point of life, and they are truly in danger. They may not see it, but Jesus says they are lost. And if that is the case, then we should view them with Jesus' compassion, and we should pray for them. Someone may have all the riches or any of the prizes that this world could wish for, but if they're lost, they need help. So we need to pray to God. We need to ask God to help them. And we also need to remember the really good news, that the big point of this passage, Jesus came to save the lost. Jesus came to save the lost. The joy of this episode is that we think initially that Jesus wants to see, that Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus. That's why he's forced to shin up the sycamore tree. But what becomes clear is that Jesus is looking for Zacchaeus. All the initiative is with Jesus. He stops at the spot near Zacchaeus. He looks up. He calls him down. He invites himself to eat at his house. And Zacchaeus simply responds with joy. Zacchaeus is transformed. His repentance is genuine. He's prepared to make restitution. But the lesson is all about Jesus. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And that is the story of the gospel. All the initiative comes from God. He left the glories of heaven. The Father sent the Son. Jesus came into the world. He went deliberately to the cross, and he did it to save those who are lost. So let's remember that. Let's take heart as we consider those around us who don't believe. Jesus came to save people just like them. Think about it. No one would have imagined that Zacchaeus would become a follower of Jesus. Never in a million years. Yet Jesus came and called him by name to follow him. And that means we mustn't second guess or think we can second guess who Jesus may call next. We mustn't prejudge people. We certainly shouldn't think anyone could never become a Christian. That would be to write people off the way the crowd do in verse 7 as they mutter about Jesus going to Zacchaeus' house. No matter how far away people may seem, let's remember Jesus came on a search and rescue mission. He came to seek and save the lost. Let's therefore pray boldly to him for them, and pray that he would give us the compassion and the boldness to point them to him. Let's pray. Father, we praise you for your kindness and compassion towards those who reject you. Thank you that you took the initiative in coming to save us. Forgive us when we prejudge people, and for the way that we deny your gracious character when we do so. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming and pursuing us when we were lost. And we pray that you would give us your compassion for those around us, a compassion that makes us pray and makes us seek every opportunity to point people to you. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you that your compassion extends to your wonderful care for your people. And we want to pray for those in the church family needing particular care at the moment. We thank you for settling Val into her new home, for the care that she is receiving there. We thank you for those who look after Joy. And we pray for our dear sisters in Christ that they would know your daily provision. We thank you that Percy is now back home from hospital. We pray that you'd help him, please, over the next few weeks as he gets used to being back at home, doing things for himself again. We pray you'd give strength to his body, and would you maintain his joy in the Lord. For we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in. I do hope you have a good day. The pandemic prayer meeting will continue. It's on again this Friday morning, 8:30 until 8:50. The link for that is in the email that had this podcast, and hope to see you soon. Do book in for Sunday, by the way, if you've not done so already.